This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
It's $6 for admission for 1 hour. You can bring your own skates or rent a pair for $3. Concessions will also be available for purchase. Learn more at nowdecatur.com.
Another report shows inflation creeping up. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, this time at the wholesale level. The day after a consumer price increase led to a sell-off on Wall Street. Producer prices rose 0.2% last month. The annual wholesale inflation rate also went up in March.
We came in with 2.1% year over year. The estimate was 2.2, but still that is stronger than last month. I want to be clear, we're still jumping.
Fox Business Network, Cheryl Cassone. Now to the Arizona legislature. Angry Democrats chanting at Republicans for adjourning instead of repealing a looming abortion ban, shrugged off by a GOP state rep, Teresa Martinez.
Simply because we do not want to repeal the pre-Roe law without first having a conversation about it.
That law was upheld by Arizona Supreme Court Tuesday, dating back to 1864, banning abortions even in cases of rape and incest. At the White House, a toast from President Biden to Japan's Prime Minister.
Join me in raising your glasses to our alliance, to our friendship.
Fox's Jared Halpern's at the White House.
Both leaders agreed to better integrate military operations and capabilities. Japan is also joining an air defense network with the U.S. and Australia. Today, President Biden and Prime Minister Kishida meet with the leader of the Philippines for a trilateral summit on security and stability in the South China Sea.
The top U.S. commander and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin are talking to their Israeli counterparts, worried about Iran's threats to launch a retaliation to Israel's attack in Syria that killed an Iranian general. Republican Senator Dan Sullivan tells Fox the U.S. needs to do more.
Iran funds and trains the Houthis, Hamas, Hezbollah. You don't have any of those terrorist proxies without Iran, and we have not done nearly enough to deter them.
The Biden administration's finalizing new rules to expand background checks for more gun buyers. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. They support America's heroes, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Tunnel to Towers gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. Join Tunnel to Towers. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
More power. Knocked out to more places in Ukraine again after another Russian attack overnight. And there's also new controversy there over a bill passed by Ukraine's parliament.
The law, which is not expected to be popular, will make it easier to identify every draft-eligible man in Ukraine, where many have dodged conscription by avoiding authorities. It comes about a week after Ukraine lowered the draft age from 27 to 25 and will take effect a month after it's signed by President Volodymyr Zelensky. It's not clear when he will sign it. Ukraine's military wants to mobilize up to 500,000 more troops as Russia has escalated its campaign against Ukraine's energy infrastructure. Authorities said Russian overnight missile and drone attacks again hit power facilities across several regions and completely destroyed the largest power generating facility in the Kyiv region. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
There are also a lot of power outages in the south, more than 100,000 after a barrage of storms. A tornado twisted areas apart in Louisiana, especially around Slidell, but St. Tammany Parish Fire Chief Chris Kaufman is happy there are
no fatalities, a couple of injuries, but just amazing that we got through this area, how bad the damage is, and no severely injured people.
One person was killed in the stormy weather in Mississippi. Somebody was shot and killed in Washington, D.C. Five others injured, some of them kids.
The suspects exited a vehicle and began shooting at people that were outside here in the neighborhood.
D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith, the search continues for those shooters. Gunfire also left people injured in Philadelphia during a Muslim end of Ramadan celebration. Again, our top Fox News story. Another reading showing inflation creeping up in March, this time at the wholesale level, but the reading was better than expected, unlike yesterday. So stock futures, which were down before the report, are now rising ahead of the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Illini fans, this year we celebrate the 100th anniversary of Memorial Stadium for the 2024 Fighting Illini football season. Join us in Memorial Stadium as we honor 100 years of tradition and continue to create memories for the future. Season tickets for the 2024 football season are on sale now. Secure your season tickets for homecoming, Dad's Day, and a special rededication of Memorial Stadium on October 19th. Experience more cherished moments in Memorial Stadium this season and lock in your tickets today at FightingIllini.com.
When you need your car towed, when you need your car repaired, when you need new or used tires, Shamierson Green Switch Road Indicator is your one-stop shop. When you need repairs, towing, or tires on your fleet, you can count on Shainers on Green Switch Road Indicator. For complete professional towing, auto repairs, and a great selection of new and used tires, you can depend on Shainers at 3696 Green Switch Road Indicator. Tell them Shainers sent ya!
Here is Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team Forecast.
Today we've got a chance of showers with thunderstorms, cloudy with a high of 62. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms again, mostly cloudy and a low of 45. For Friday, partly sunny to start, then gradually becoming sunny, high of 64. Saturday, sunny with a high near 74. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 51 degrees. Your WSOY time, 8:06. And this look at your weather brought to you by Shainer's Towing. Fast, reliable, 24-hour towing in the Decatur area. Call Shainer 217-875-2200.
Good morning and welcome to the Thursday edition of Buyers and Company. You might ask yourself the question, all right, Arizona has gone back to 1864. What other laws were on the books in Arizona in 1864? Next.
Buyers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
It is amazing that in this day and age where everything is available to you 24/7 at your fingertips, meaning video clips and quotes and all that, how both former President Donald Trump and Senate candidate Carrie Lake have completely disavowed their own comments about Arizona. Never happened. They see the writing on the wall, what this does in polling numbers, what this does in turnout, what this means for red versus blue, and they know. It's a bridge way too far. Arizona's an interesting place. And if you look at basically the Arizona Supreme Court saying, we're going to fall back to this Howe Code, which was their first set of laws in late of 1864. And for people who always sort of want to live in the past or make something great again or do all this other stuff, it's an interesting morality point of view to look at, A, who was making the decisions in 1864, who was allowed to participate and not participate in 1864, and what else was on the books. What else was okay or what else was bad? Now, slavery was not allowed in Arizona. And yet, black people couldn't vote. Women couldn't vote. only white males could vote. And if you look at some of the things that are on the books about excusable homicides, their words, and the examples were used, like a man is at work with an axe and the head flies off and kills a bystander, or a parent is moderately correcting his child, or a master his servant or scholar. So you could accidentally beat your kid to death, and that was considered okay.
Or your student.
Or your slave. At the same time, if you were out of wedlock and became pregnant and had a miscarriage and you concealed it, you could go to jail for a year. But here's the one that in the party of always talking about groomers and the party of always, you know, like, you know, all the list is coming and the Aaron Rodgers of the world. Let's look at Section 47 of the Howell Code and how it addresses rape, which is defined as, quote, the carnal knowledge of a female forcibly and against her will. It also specifies penalties for having carnal knowledge of any female child under the age of 10, either with or without her consent. So, in other words, 11 was fair game.
10 in a day. Oh, man. That is, when you said that, I was not expecting that.
So, do we, you know, this is what I just don't, what I fail to grasp, not about people who are passionately pro-life and feel like there's too many abortions or abortion is used as birth control or there isn't some sort of seriousness with the discussion and all of that. What I don't understand is why particularly white men can't figure out this at all. And when they do, it's like, how do you play to both sides of this is what I don't understand, which Donald Trump clearly has, which Carrie Lake clearly has. She called this law good. I mean, she's on tape. I mean, it's not like ambiguous. It's not, I mean, she literally, and now is calling for it to be repealed. And then how do you fall for that? Regardless of which side of this you're on. But do we really want to go back to a bunch of guys who thought it was okay for 10-year-olds? I mean, literally, that's who we ought to be like telling women what to do with their bodies. When you could accidentally kill your kid while disciplining. I guess it just seems like a weird, distorted point of view for me.
And maybe as the rules were being thrown together around those times that an update on some of those policies was in order.
But, okay, so before the kid's born, off limits. He's 10 and you accidentally whack him to death, beating him. Okay. So anyway, if politicians can't, I mean, I don't know why they have yet to figure this out in what has happened over the last 2 years since the Supreme Court Roe v. Wade decision, right? What the Dobbs, what has happened? Look at every election cycle.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a reason Trump's walking this back. And there's a reason Carrie Lake's trying to walk this back. Because they see the writing on the wall. And it's like, okay, what do we want to do to energize the other side as much as humanly possible? This would be it. And we've been in deep red states where women have shown up in droves to defeat this kind of policy. I'm not talking about them doing it in Rhode Island. Sorry about them doing it in red states. And we've seen this.
It's because the nature of the thing that people are talking about is so deeply personal and not theoretical. The economy to a degree is theoretical. It may or may not hurt. Taxes may or may not cost me the money. I have ways around it. But if you tell me something about my body. There's no other way to interpret that.
Yeah.
And that's why it means so much, right or wrong. But that's why.
Okay, so, but yet, even, let's just look at it from take the emotion out of it, take the belief out of it, on either side of this.
Exactly.
If you're a Republican who has promised this group of people you're going to fight, this is their cause, you're doing this for them.
Yep.
And then you brag that you put three courts or the justices on the court and they overturned this, but then you kind of try to backpedal and go, oh, that's too far. Who are you making happy? No one.
Exactly right.
I'm starting to think that Carrie Lake is just not right. I mean, I think it's easy to laugh off, and we do this too much today when we go, well, you know, that's just politics. You know, you play the game. There's something wrong with her.
Yeah, and you know, people can change their mind. They can do it. That's not what we're talking about. And you can watch language of, I learned something, or I've talked with people on, and my perspective.
She denies.
That's what I was going to say, is there's no process to getting to the new result. It's just that other thing never happened.
Yeah.
And that's not honest. And also having opposition, I've heard eloquent points of people that have been elected to say, I am against abortion. And because I'm putting that on you, here's the way I'm going to help fund the absolute consequences that come with that. Here's the way that I'm going to act. So it's a thorough thought of cause and effect versus, nope, don't like it and deal with it. There is a way to be rational about it. Pretending you weren't on the polar opposite just a few weeks or months ago is not, you're not being serious.
No, but, well, you are being serious as a candidate because that's the only thing that matters to you.
As trying
just
to
like
get
we
elected.
Were talking about is that. Now she's blasting an abortion ban that she was thrilled over. That was her word.
Doesn't make sense. I mean, it makes sense in the context.
It makes sense because the voters don't care. They don't care. There's no honor. There's no being an honest person anymore. When are you ever punished for being dishonest? When are you ever punished for lying through your teeth in politics? When are you punished for flip-flopping over this stuff for political expediency? When are you ever punished? Because you hate the other side so much. You'll hold your nose or maybe not even hold your nose and happily vote for someone who clearly does not really believe anything they're telling you. Just depends on the day.
I imagine this topic, and maybe there's others, but this specifically, because like I said, it is so deeply personal to people and to their families without any misinterpretation of that. There will be punishment for some of these people, and you've seen it in elections.
It will become bigger than the individual candidates. And it will divide households quietly, meaning that there are women who will absolutely be voting opposite of their husbands, whether they tell them that or not. And they may shout it to the mountaintops, and they may not say a word.
And they may even say the opposite. Still toting the line, but I didn't do in that little booth. I did something different.
Yep. But you go from calling this a great law to then saying, I'm the only woman and mother in this race. I wholeheartedly agree with President Trump. This is a very personal issue that should be determined by each individual state and her people. Okay, well, that's your individual state. Supreme Court just did that. And you were thrilled this month on NBC News. She would be thrilled to see this take effect. Until you get the writing on the wall. Until your political operatives read the tea leaves and go, hold on a second here. Can I show you what's happened over the last 2 years? Blue, red, doesn't matter. And that's what I think is, I can disagree with anyone and be okay with that. If we had a minister in here right now who passionately believed, and their belief system was not mine, but they held to their conviction of their beliefs. I can agree to disagree with them. I'm not going to vote the same way or do whatever, but I believe they believe what they believe. I don't think Donald Trump believes anything.
Belief in that, I've told you, I think, very early that a lot of times when I look at voting for someone or throwing my affiliation behind it, it's sometimes I don't get to pick whether it's the policies or the things that I want. But do I believe that you believe what you're doing and that you're going to try your best to do the best for us?
Goes a long way.
It does.
Integrity, honesty. Yeah. But when you'll just say anything and then a week later say the opposite and act like you didn't say the thing a week ago. Yeah. I'm not talking about people whose views evolve. We all do that. I'm not the same person I was 20 years ago or 10 years ago. But there's this weird disconnect with him in particular, like bragging about the vaccine, how quickly they created it, and then telling people not to take it.
Right.
It's like, I want the credit.
Right.
But I have to kowtow to you folks over here, so I'm going to do that. And I probably got vaccinated, but I'm never going to tell you that because you're going to boo. Because I've created this monster that I can't control anymore. And that is really what's the problem for the entire Republican Party right now. I mean, look, we're going to do it all over again with Speaker Johnson. In an election year where the state Supreme Court just went back to a time where it was okay to have sex with a 10-year-old. And none of them will get any of the irony, all this groomer stuff they're talking about. It is so weird today. I mean, it really is.
I thought you were going to say, like, go out of bounds at 14. I was like, that's where my head was. Like, I wouldn't have put any money down that it was as low as 10.
The verbiage is just, but it was a completely different world. I mean, it is,
correct.
There 100 years from now, people will look at some stuff we're doing today and go, I can't believe right. they were doing
that. For sure.
So I'm not saying it was right. I'm just saying it doesn't shock me that you go back to literally, go back that far and go, gee, you know, let's go back to 1864 in anything, plumbing,
right?
Whatever. So it's a mistake. The GOP is now hostage to these Christian nationalists, and they know it's too far. Former president came out and said too far, but they've got to dance this dance.
So how do you fix it?
I don't think you can, because here's the problem. You've got the entire GOP terrified of Donald Trump's audience, you know, his size, his, you know, but what they haven't figured out is yeah, you can lose an election if that turns on you, like Rodney Davis, right? But it doesn't transfer any power to you. It works for him. And he's made sure of that. I mean, it's all about benefiting. I mean, look at the takeover of the RNC. I mean, these people aren't going to get any help anyway, because this money's all going to be filtered to his legal bills and to him. And so they're all on their own anyway. And instead of just taking this guy out back and go to the mattresses, they just keep losing. And you've got a guy who is not very energetic on the other side. The economy is doing better, but you just heard the top of the hour story about, you know, what it's costing people to live and those increases. And you have now given that side. Well, if Joe Biden does anything, you've given that energy to sway an election in November. And then the president says we should not do this. Carrie Lake said we should not do this. And what does the GOP in Arizona do? They block everything since this was announced, trying to sort of backtrack a little bit.
And maybe I don't quite understand what it is. They're both still saying it should be a state by state issue, right?
But meaning that the voters should decide.
Oh, okay. Okay.
My take is that there are. If you're a true construction, I mean, you know, if you believe in states' powers yeah. versus the idea is the people of okay. Illinois
all right.
should decide, you know, whether that's a ballot initiative or a question, you know.
And not the apparatus.
Yes.
Okay.
That's my take anyway.
Sure.
What they're saying politically. But all they have now just they've taken what has been 2 years of losses because of this issue and now just amplified it beyond belief.
And it, just to be completely blunt, they've cut the legs out from underneath people that have a legitimate reason for that position for anti-abortion, because now all of that is lumped in such a way that it's hard to even discuss that.
Yep. And here's why the politicians want this, right? They don't want to own deciding one way or the other. For the most part. Now, justices aren't, they may be part of a political apparatus, but, you know, they're not running, for re-election. They would much rather give that responsibility to the citizens. And then if the citizens voted down, they go, well, people spoke. We did everything we could.
Right.
They get it both ways. And that's all too often now what it comes down to with leadership today. It's all about that next office, always about that next election, always about that. It's why we get all these people running on term limit promises and then they just act like it never happened. So there you go. I'm stunned that there's all kinds of quotes and tape and video. I mean, this was 2023. It was last year. Until you see what it's going to cost you in votes. And then how much moral certitude do you have like that on something like this, you just switch because you know it's going to hurt you politically.
Right, right.
How much conviction do you have? And if you don't have any, then why should I trust you with anything? So there you have it. Deb Boger coming up. We also have, by the way, I read a couple of interesting things. The draft is on the 15th, right? Is that Monday? It's the Thursday. WNBA draft?
Oh, WNBA, yeah.
It is going to be telecast. That is Monday. It will be on TV. And I don't know what the regular WNBA schedule looks like, but I did read yesterday that the Indiana Fever are going to have 36 of their 40 games either broadcast or streamed.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Now, is that a lot more than would have been?
I think so.
The story was written that way. I just don't have any backstory from last year to know how many Indiana Fever games were on TV.
I mean, look, there's no reason to have one of the worst teams on television for like 90% of their games. Huh? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't know. I'm so ignorant to all of it.
Well, they don't have that many like meaningful spots.
Okay.
And so you take the stars and you divide it up and you look at the matchups. They're saying there's only 4 matchups that didn't make the cut.
Right.
I mean, so yeah, that's increased.
What I'm saying is, like, I have no idea what the Indiana Fever did last year.
They have the first pick in the draft.
Okay, well, that gives you an opinion. But I don't. Does it all work the same way as the NBA and everything
else?
It's
like the lottery system. So they're bad. They were not very good.
But they've got a really good player. Yeah. I mean, so they've been bad for a while, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's smart.
Yeah.
I just don't know, like, I don't know of a 40 game season, pick a team, how many of those games aren't broadcast.
Yeah. I can't say definitively, but percentage wise, that's a good amount for.
Seemed like it.
Yeah. Out of a pool of shared games.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
36 out of 40.
Nice.
So you will be able to follow Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
Post college. You'll be able to see the draft on Monday night. It's going to get a prime time. I think it's 6 p.m. Central here. I will too. Does it look the same? I mean, is it kind of the same feel? I don't know either.
I've only seen like them hold up the jerseys.
Will they be there?
They're going to. Yes, they have to now. If they didn't before, she's going to be there holding up a Fever jersey.
Okay.
They have to get that photo. If they need to, they will sign her to a weekend ambassador job.
Right.
And hire her to be the ambassador of the draft.
Okay.
There's no way she can't be there.
Well, I would assume.
The caveat being she might be somewhere in like the Carver Arena filled with, 20,000 fans or something and the cameras are there. But she'll be front and center.
Okay.
And if Indiana doesn't draft her, you will watch the city burn down overnight.
Oh, why in the world wouldn't they?
Some people just want to watch the world burn.
Now, I was looking at a mock draft yesterday.
Yeah.
And once again, I don't know. I mean, I'm just, it's the Athletic website. Yeah. I'm trusting people who follow this more than I do or have more experience doing this than I do. She is clearly, number one. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And then when you look at, like, I didn't know, like, okay, Angel Reese probably is as big a name other than Caitlin Clark in college basketball this year. I mean, is that fair?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
So I wondered, like, when in the, you know, like, how does this all stack up? And then I also know, well, people are looking for different things.
Yes.
They're trying to fill spots. So,
fits.
You know, and this Cardoza, who is the what, 6'7" yeah. center from,
yep.
you know, she's unbelievable. But, you know, I don't know, you know, how the game is played in the WNBA.
That's how you end up with Sam Bowie over Michael Jordan. Sam Bowie.
Yes.
Michael Jordan, the
but,
fit.
But that was the fit then.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be necessarily the fit now,
no,
right?
No, no.
So when I look at the mock draft, the Athletic, I'm just pulling this up, excuse me while I stall. They have her at number one, and it doesn't seem to be any ambiguity. I mean, like, that's just what's going to happen. They have at number two, Cameron Brink, who was the 6'4", she played like a forward center for Stanford.
That's right.
So that wasn't a name that was in the mix in the run up to a national championship,
right?
And third, they have, is it Rekia Jackson going to the Chicago Sky? She's a 6'2" forward for Tennessee. And then we have Camilla Cardoza, who's the 6'7" center at South Carolina. She would go number four to the Los Angeles Sparks.
Nice.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get to Angel Reese until seventh.
Oh, nice.
And the Minnesota Lynx on this mock draft that I'm looking at.
Yeah.
So there were some names in between that were not star power names in the tournament.
Yeah. It's fit. It's need. It's style of play. It's, you know, do you run a certain kind of offense that they fit right into? Caitlin Clark is an anomaly of A, she's good enough basketball wise to be in the hunt for the top pick, but B, you cannot pass on the thing that she has attached to it.
All right. So the WNBA draft will air Monday on ESPN at 7/6 Central Time. And I think they've got a half hour preview show before that. So not quite prime time, prime time in the East.
Yeah. Not bad.
I'll watch it.
Yeah. I'm going to check it out if I remember to. I hope I do. I'm interested in it.
I am too. I just think it'll be fun. And if they do this right.
Yeah. Changes everything.
And it certainly seems like Indiana's doing everything. I mean, they've been, you know, they, before the tournament even started, they were doing stuff on social media.
Yeah. They've been releasing different home games at 10 a.m. every day to buy single tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
And so unannounced. Is every other team on the schedule that's playing them.
Yes. Yep.
You know, this whole rivalry thing with Diana Taurasi. I mean, I don't know how much of that's just manufactured, you know, hype to sell tickets.
Be a good matchup.
Because they took her remarks on air and immediately that's how they were selling their home game with Indiana.
Yeah, Caitlin and Phoenix.
Yeah. It would be, you know, the vet versus the rook.
Love it.
I hope, and I don't know anything about her.
Diana Taurasi?
Yeah, I mean, I know who she is.
Legend.
A legend, but mouthy. I mean, like.
Like the new one coming in.
She's
mouthy. She's the most mouthy.
No, I don't think jawing at refs is mouthy. I'm talking.
Diana's not. She's. They're very similar, in my opinion, I think, in that way.
Just Google her and controversial comments.
Clark
says all the right things.
That's actually fair. That's fair.
You know, I think she's, and that's fine.
She's polished on the, at the podium.
Yeah. Or after the game or in the right moment. I think that's what the difference is that when it's time for grace, she's very good at that.
Mm-hmm.
When it's time for not taking credit, she's very good at that. You know, it's teammates. You know, every halftime, she's got to get the microphone about the 30 points she had, and she immediately turns it into compliments about her team, the coach, the opposing team.
That's the Steph Curry model.
Right. So there is a, I mean, you know, on the court, in the competition, like, I don't think she's going to be waving goodbye to people as they get fouled out.
Yeah, let's hope not. Probably not.
No, that's Angel Reese's.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yes, competitive, bad refs, a lot of bad calls during that tournament.
A lot of totally fine calls also getting the same.
That's competitive. I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all.
I know.
If there was,
I watched the NBA.
There wouldn't be a hurley allowed anywhere near an arena.
I watched the NBA. There's not been a good call ever.
Yeah. But there are many people that know more about this than I do that said the refereeing overall did not match the performance and play. That the women's game has stepped up so much that really college needs to take a look at stepping up the referees.
Training on the refs?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's just, like I said, people that are smarter about the game watched it a lot longer than I have.
Yeah. All right.
So there you have it.
I got a TV thing I'm going to tell you for 10 seconds. All right, that's it. CBS, I saw teased Billy Joel, his 100th sold out show in Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm.
They filmed it, did a whole big presentation. If you like him, it looked like it'd be an A+ for a live concert.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a Billy Joel fan, but I was like, there are a lot of people that will lean into this. Did a good job selling.
I'm sure they will. I don't know. I have not seen him perform live for a very long time.
He had his residency at Madison Square
Garden. I know he did. And sold out and all that. I don't know if he's a character of Billy Joel now. Is this the Las Vegas, Billy Joel?
It looked good.
Okay.
I mean, he's not my gig, but he was up there twirling the mic stand, playing the piano, working the crowd. He looked good.
All right. I'll give it a shot. I can always just put on Songs in the Attic and listen to him at his best in front of a big live crowd. A couple other quick things, by the way. We mentioned F1 earlier. There is, this is the 30th anniversary of Ayrton Senna's death.
Yeah.
And there is evidently a show that got backtracked by COVID, but is going to debut in 2024 on Netflix, like actors, his life story.
Oh, cool.
Not a movie, but a series about Ayrton Senna.
I will absolutely check.
Yeah, I had not heard that. I mean, it's the first time I'd heard that. And then Sir Stirling Moss, mm-hmm. who also died during COVID, they are going to do an official memorial for him in Great Britain at Westminster Abbey. People won't recognize because we just, we're not very good at the history of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, pictures were in black and white or they were driving the funky little cars with no top, we don't kind of. We don't do enough with pioneers. And I think the maybe we get worse at it every year. I don't know. I mean, I get why we're in the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, F1's way more exciting today, but it was way more dangerous then. And the people that were out there are like, well, what are you going to do? I'm going to wear a leather helmet and, have no protection at all.
Right.
So he died during COVID, but evidently, they're just now going to do this very public memorial for him. And I mean, you don't get any bigger than that.
No, that's really nice.
It's an interesting story to me because it's someone you may not have any idea about their story. You may not have any idea about, why you should even care. But when you look into it, you can get a whole new kind of thing about someone that you maybe have never heard of.
Yeah.
And I like the fact so many people passed away during COVID. And you just didn't get goodbyes. You didn't get, I like the fact that even though he passed away a couple of years ago, they're still going to do this big to do for him.
That's very nice.
I thought so too.
Yeah.
Look it up. And you've got a lot of royalty in F1 in Britain.
Right. Oh yeah.
I mean, you've got, the greatest driver of all time, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've got a lot of big names. I mean, you've got the teams that are there. Cadillac's building their
48,000 square feet. Opened yesterday.
We're getting in.
Yeah. We're going to be there right
there. Whether you believe it or not, here we are.
Yeah.
With all that great, history and Williams Racing and all this stuff, it's a pretty cool story if you want to check it out. All right. We got to take a break. When we get back here, Deb Bogle's going to be in studios with us to talk about what's coming up for the United Way. And we'll tell you a little bit about the food truck frenzy and all the other great stuff that's going on. Stay tuned.
Prep for adventure and reap the rewards at Speed Lube. Use Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil and earn a $25 gift card. Pennzoil Platinum Synthetic Motor Oils are designed to protect for up to 15 years or 500,000 miles, whichever comes first. Fuel your adventure, protect your engine with Pennzoil Platinum Synthetic Motor Oil. Visit one of Speed Lube's 6 Decatur locations or at Lincoln or Clinton. Get your platinum oil changed today at Speed Lube. Offer ends September 30th. See Pennzoil.com/rewards. For promotion details.
The 2024 St. Teresa High School Mega Raffle is going on now. The fundraiser helps St. Teresa offer a faith-based education to students in our area. Tickets are now on sale, and you can have a chance to win $100,000. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. Early bird drawing is April 12th, and final drawing is May 24th. Buy your tickets today for a chance to win $100,000 by calling 875-7950 or online at sttmega.com.
It took more than makeup, costumes, music, and lights to get me on stage. It took the gift of an organ donor.
Nobody said it was easy. It's such a shame for us to part.
Be an organ donor, because life does go on.
Register at lifegoeson.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Thursday. Hope you're having a great start to your day. Sorry about the rain, but at least it's raining during office time. This weekend, it's going to be beautiful, sunny in 80s. Cannot wait. I thought the food truck frenzy was this weekend. It's next weekend. But roller skating is the next 2 weekends, too. So it's going to be very busy in Fairview Park.
Yeah, we're super excited that there's going to be roller skating at the same time as our food truck. Normally, we have a couple little events there going on. The zoo comes out with their mobile zoo and things like that for the kids. But this just adds a whole nother element to the park that day. So we're super excited.
All right. Debbie Bogle's in studios from the United Way executive director. What do you have with you? What are you carrying around?
Well, I brought this just because I thought you would get a kick out of it.
It's like show and tell every day now.
I love that.
Yeah.
This Anybody is a 1964 in. Exercise album by Debbie Drake. But what's interesting about it is on the back album cover is everything you need to do to make your husband happy.
Really?
Yes. From how to do your hair, how you should be happy and smiling when he gets home from work. So it was just kind of cool.
That's some Mad Men stuff there.
It really is. And then if you listen to it, it's really funny because there's all these exercises and she tells you how to do them. And then she like goes through it two times. This is what you do. Put your hand here, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, that old timey music when they're going back in time and it's like chimes,
yeah.
It's that. And then some really awful music to listen to while you're doing these exercises for a minute.
It's probably like brainwashing.
That's what it sounds
like.
Like
subliminal stuff.
Yes. What's the name of that? I'm going to see if I can find it.
Well, look at the cover. So he's laying down.
It's called How to Keep Your Husband Happy. Look slim, keep trim, exercise along with Debbie Drake.
Okay, so the cover art is hysterical because he's like in a reclined position.
Yeah, he's laying down on the ground. And
then is that like a thought bubble? Yeah, because and she's sort of like, even for that time, kind of skimpy, a little skimpy. The outfits, although the vest is interesting for working out.
I found it. Yeah. It's on Spotify.
Yeah.
It's from 1964.
Yeah. Listen to the very first one.
Just play some of it.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
All right, this just says exercise once, so yep. I'm just going to play it.
That one's a good one.
We're going blind. Here we go.
Exercise number one. Lie on your back. Feet together. Right hand on right shoulder. Left hand holding top of head. Keeping elbows near floor. Now pull head to the left as you pull right shoulder to the right. Now let's reverse. Left hand on left shoulder. Right hand holding top of head. And remember to keep elbows near floor. Now pull head to the right as you pull left shoulder to the left.
So it's a sit-up.
Pull, relax. Pull, relax. Pull, relax.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it really is.
Did you hear the reverb on her voice?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And she had that weird continental thing everybody did back then, like in movies and stuff.
Yeah, and she looked, I mean, she doesn't look young, you know?
No.
She looks a little bit old, but the cover or inside, has, you know, exactly how much you should weigh by your height.
Oh, give me that.
And
so what's your height? How tall are you?
Me, I'm 5'5".
Okay, so give me what's your weight?
I should weigh 120.
120 pounds?
Yes.
At 5'5"?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is not anywhere near where I'm at.
I certainly wasn't asking
now,
that.
For men,
yes.
5'5 would be 143 pounds.
What's 5'7?
5'7 would be 152.
Man, I'm right on it.
Your waist should be between 29 and 31.
Under it.
So, yeah, it's just interesting. And then on the back side of that, it has all of the calories for all of the foods you should be eating.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just thought you'd get a kick out of it because it's retro and just weird.
Absolutely. Well, not only weird, you know, you don't have to go back to 1864. All you have to do is go back to 1964,
right,
and you can see what was done from the marketing side of things about how a woman's life was designed all around pleasing a man.
Oh, absolutely.
Or watch I Dream of Jeannie.
Yes. Checklist for keeping your husband happy. Firm and graceful body.
That's the first thing.
Be at home when he arrives. If you must work, try to arrange it so you're home first.
Okay.
Number three, clothes. Sexy for your evening's home.
Okay.
Four, be interested in him and the things he does. Five, a good conversationalist. Six, a bright smile over morning coffee. This paints a good mental picture of you for all day. Nice voice. Keep it soft and musical. Also a pretty laugh. I mean, people had to work really hard back then to not be yourself.
It's a lot.
Eight, excess fat is taboo. Nine, well-set hair, brushed and clean. Mentally alert, try reading. 11, pin curls. If they are a must, pin up after the lights are out and wear a bed cap.
Hide them.
Don't let him see you like that. Perfume, just for him when he's home. A regular manicure and a weekly pedicure. That's what you have to, and then it does tell you, you know, hands. A man loves to hold graceful hands. So all of these little tips and everything on, you know,
all right,
how to keep your husband happy.
They talk about all the kids are getting the bad body image and all.
Right.
I mean, that was systematic.
This is where it started.
That's comprehensive.
I would suggest that we have changed quite a bit.
I think so.
I think some of that behavior is still there, female to female.
I agree.
Which is odd that it transferred that way instead of, you know, and I think there's probably a whole bunch of guys that go, yeah, when hearing that.
Yeah, they're like,
how do we get back to that?
Yeah.
this beer isn't going to open itself.
But there's a lot of people just go, shake their head and go, you know what? We have evolved.
Yes.
There has been progress.
A lot of progress.
And I don't want to go back to the way it was before. But in society, though, that was the thing. There's this trend of these trad wives, you know, that are you know, still, I mean, although it's kind of petered out a little bit. And if, you know, if you're a woman who thinks that taking care of the home and having kids and being a mother is the most important thing, it's not for me to tell you what to do. And I think there's people that fit that category that I know.
Meaning you can if you want to, have to.
Right. But I think people look down on those women. I think there's certain set of people that go, well, that shouldn't fulfill you.
Right, right. But also, I think compared to this, I don't think, you know, women that are working at home and raising a family, I don't think their whole focus is making sure that everything they do is about their husband.
I would hope not. I would hope not.
Right, right.
All I'm saying is today, at least in this category, there's choice. That you can live whatever kind of life you want to live.
Absolutely.
I think too, people have struggled over the years. Like we tend to sort of do the boomerang thing, you know, as people, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Like when women got into the workforce and finally started making, you know, they made some of the same stupid mistakes men had made, right? Instead of doing it a different way, they thought just copy this way.
Right.
But now it feels like it's settling and people individually kind of figure out what it is they want to do. And thankfully we live in a society where there's fewer and fewer constraints for that. I mean, it's just, you're rewarded for good work.
Right. Absolutely. Whether it is you're working at home or you're working, you know,
or
you go to
deeds.
Work every day
yeah.
or you volunteer or, you know, anything like that. It's so different. And you
I
know,
just remember like when the audience Saturday night for the That's What She Said event. Mm-hmm. And it was 95% women, you know, in that audience, but there were a number of men there. Mm-hmm. But that night just, you know, it's something I will never be able to fully understand, the connection.
Right. Girl power.
Well, I mean, I can theoretically understand it, mm-hmm. but I was born with an advantage and I didn't have to fight for it or didn't have to. It was just sort of accepted that you could do whatever you want. You're right. A white guy, you know, and I don't think fully know why people were as moved as they were moved collectively in that room.
Right.
But I got all the stories
yeah.
and I was inspired
yeah.
and empowered by the stories, but I didn't come from a place where that wasn't 2 years before I was born. This is what they were doing.
Right. Well, and that's like, my daughters at work, they won't clean or get coffee or, you know, they won't do any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Even like not even walking by, do you need any coffee? I'll grab you a cup of coffee while I'm there. They won't do that kind of stuff because that gives the image that, oh, that's, you know, what I'm here for and everybody's going to
yeah.
have me get coffee for them all the time. Or if I'm not busy, I'm not going to go clean because even though I don't mind doing it at all, but I'm not going to go do that because then everybody's going to assume that's my job and that's my place.
Right.
And that's what I should be doing.
Yeah, I don't do that either, but for a whole different reason. I feel like the company, you didn't hire me to be a cleaner. Some
True.
Bosses would go, well, everybody's got to understand every role, so go take out that garbage.
If you got time to lean, you got time to clean.
Yeah, and I'm like, wait a minute, this is nowhere in my job description.
Well,
in other words, you're too cheap to hire someone to do it, so everybody pick up the slack.
While I was out at estate sales this weekend, the other interesting thing that I bought was one of those old-timey lawnmowers that turns because
yeah.
we just have like a little strip of land on two sides of our building. And I was like, why can't I just go out there and do that real quick on a Friday morning?
Yeah.
You know, instead of paying a service to come out. So I haven't brought it to work yet.
You tried it already. Okay.
Well, I tested it out.
Worked for years.
Yes. And it cuts really well.
Environmentally friendly.
Now,
as a member of your board, I approve that savings. That financial responsibility.
In my mind, I was thinking it cost a lot more to have our lawn taken care of. But when I looked back, it's probably going to save us like $800, but still that's somebody's power bill.
Yeah.
You know?
So you're going to be the one out there mowing or are you sending
yeah.
Eric out to do it?
No, I bought it. I'm committed to what I thought I would do is try it before I cancel our service
yep.
and see, you know, how well it does cut and make sure it works and then
great.
We can move forward.
That's
but
great.
That's just me, you know?
You know, I'm sitting here looking at that album cover. I just can't get over. It's not like I haven't seen that stuff in my life.
Right.
But I kind of feel sorry for men. And I want to throw this out there. I mean, if you are like, okay, so 1964 would have been sort of the beginning of my mom and dad's, you know, relationship and marriage.
Right.
And, you know, the
yeah.
time was, you know, a lot of people moved to Decatur to go work at Caterpillar and husband went to work and wife stayed at home and had kids. And that was just, I mean, that was not only, you know, beat into women. I don't mean physically beat, but I mean, but to men too.
Yes.
This was what you were expected to do. This is how you were expected to behave. We used to call it women's work, right? Yes. I mean, there were things that were described as that, yeah, which meant cleaning the house or doing the laundry or cooking dinner. And so, you know, and we're pretty stupid to begin with. I mean, we're basic.
Right.
So you're getting
basic boys.
Getting rid of generational, you know, this was the way it was forever. I feel like on most days, we've come a long way.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, probably in 1964, if a woman went to work, it probably wasn't a very popular decision.
Well, that's why you got to watch that Martha Stewart documentary. I mean, she was literally making $100,000 a year in the 1960s on Wall Street, and there were no female brokers. I mean, she was the only one.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was the job back then of women to really just to take care of their husband.
Yeah.
You know, and their kids, and obviously priority on the husband.
Right.
And it's so it really wasn't that long ago.
Did it all start with the church? And where did this begin?
I don't know, because it wasn't like this in the 1800s, probably. I mean, I don't know.
It was, if you go look at Arizona Supreme Court, you know, the law.
Well, I guess that I didn't probably phrase that right. Yeah. It wasn't to this extent, like it wasn't everything I have to do. I mean, because I think women.
Look at the church in general. And before you start writing mail, I'm not talking about you individually in your faith. I'm talking about in general, right? A man could be a priest, but a woman couldn't. Mm-hmm. You know, they had to be subservient. They had to be the nuns. For a long time, there were no female pastors, you know, allowed to be in a church. The Bible is played up in every marriage ceremony you've ever been to until maybe the last 10 years or so. What do those vows look like?
To serve your husband.
Right. And so all of that inherently, I think, comes from some sort of structure of when men were in power. I mean, there's so many things that happened. I mean, you know why priests can't get married?
No.
Nick?
You told us one time online.
Okay.
Yeah, I forgot.
The church wanted, when that priest died, the church wanted their wealth, their money, their land, anything they owned bequeathed to the church. And so, so not allowing them to marry meant all of the money would all come to the church throughout time. I mean, that was literally the mechanism which drove that.
Wow.
And somehow this kind of idea that women were wicked, you know, like,
to be fair, it's not unique to just Christianity.
So it's got to have some origin there as people put their faith in whatever they believed, and the man was the head of the household kind of thing.
Well, and you know, women were just not considered anywhere near equal. I mean, couldn't vote, couldn't, you know,
the last group to get a vote.
Right. And so, yeah, I mean, I think it's always been maybe not to this extent where, you know.
And I think now I'm 57 years old. That happened before, that album was 2 years before I was born. You look at the average age of the United States Congress. You want to know why stuff still happens and people don't get it, like what happened in Arizona this week, and don't understand the wave that is coming with this, is because everybody out there is 85 years old.
Right, yeah.
That is the culture they grew up in.
And that's hard to
know your place.
Yeah, that's hard to, you know, to, it, and it's handed down from generation to generation.
You bet it is.
So that's a hard thing to change your whole ideals on.
They're still, they were there.
They probably have this album.
They probably do. Right?
Yeah.
So it puts perspective on a lot. And then everybody goes, well, what happened there? It's like the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe you're not listening or paying attention to where most of the country is, because you all are so old and out of touch on either side that you just don't get it anymore.
Yeah. I mean, this seems like such a long time ago, 1964, but it really is not.
Nope.
And, you know, so much has changed since then, but there's still a lot of.
If you're 77 years old, you were getting married and had that album, you know, you probably still have it at home, and you look at the average age of the member of Congress.
Yeah. Your wife probably had this, and you probably love the fact that, you know.
Thanks for bringing that in.
Yeah, I just thought you guys would find it.
Give us some empowering Stevie Nicks on the way out.
That's right.
Podcast driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group. How do people support United Way? Go to your website.
UWDecatur.org or call me at 217-422-8537.
All right. Food Truck Frenzy next weekend. Fairview Park. You can get tickets there the day of, right? You don't have to buy food and all that.
Yeah, you just buy food. All right. No tickets.
What are the hours for that?
11 to 1, but the food trucks will stay there till they run out of
food. And there's roller skating going on. Yeah. So have fun. That's it for us. We'll be back for one more show tomorrow morning this week and then take the weekend off. It's going to be a beauty. We will see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
WSOY Decatur and W277DB Decatur. WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories. Now, the Staley Museum is honoring former employees of the Staley, Tate & Weil, and Premient companies at a retirees social on the 21st from 2 to 4. All retirees and former employees of those companies are welcome. It's at the Staley Museum with light refreshments. The museum will be open for viewing. More info at our website, nowdecatur.com. Grocery startups can now apply for funding allocated in last year's $20 million Illinois Grocery Initiative aimed at addressing food deserts. The Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity is accepting applications in the second round of funding, which provides a combined $14 million to grocery stores looking to open in food deserts. More than 3 million Illinoisans are unable to access good food because they might not have enough money, time, or reliable transportation to go shopping. A bill could expand the initiative to include farmer-owned grocery stores. More stories, podcasts, and...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.